Hey there, guys. Welcome back to Accelerated Real Estate Investor with Josh Cantwell. I'm your host. Listen, today we have a really exciting interview with one of our mastermind members. His name is Constantine Vassilatis. He is the president and chief operating officer of Cypress Ventures Group. Kaz has been in the mastermind with me for about 3 years. He owns over 100 units of multifamily investments, including a 66 unit that he bought using the strategies that he learned from me and how to syndicate. He owns over 200 plus units of self-storage. He develops new real estate, including self-storage units. Also has a pretty substantial single-family rental portfolio. And Kaz oversees the day-to-day operations of the current portfolio that he has with his partner, Bruce Zake, in the Northeast Ohio market. They're about an hour away from where I operate. And they've been investing for over 30 years. And in this interview, what I've done is I've asked my program director and one of my partners, Cam, to interview Kaz and get a little bit more insight into how he successfully pivoted from residential to commercial multifamily investing. You're going to learn things today, like number one, how Kaz transitioned from being a solopreneur and making a lot of rookie mistakes to partnering and doing bigger deals and having a lot more confidence. Number two, you're going to learn why you need a roadmap to make big money in multifamily and why you should not do this business alone and you should not do this business without a roadmap. Number three, you're going to learn 2 to 3 actionable steps Kaz made to scale up into multifamily and buy buildings like a 66 unit. You're going to learn number four, how he raised $1.2 million for that deal. You're also going to learn number five, how important it is to be really good at underwriting and how underwriting a deal and plugging in your numbers and plugging in the cash flows, why that's going to give you a tremendous amount of confidence. And that was ultimately what got Kaz and his partner, Bruce, over the hump, was the confidence that they got in understanding how to underwrite and review a deal and then present their offer. And then number six, you're going to learn how they were able to overcome a lack of credibility or a lack of experience using what they call a credibility kit. Okay, so in this interview, it's about 20 minutes with Cam and Kaz. You're really going to love to hear some of this, you know, real personal journey that Kaz has gone through to build up his portfolio. In addition, you can visit them online at cypressventuresgroup.com. Here we go today with Cam and Kaz.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Accelerated Real Estate Investment Group. I am your host, Cameron Gilmore. We have a phenomenal person on the screen, as you can see. But before we get into a lot of the hows and the whys and his background, Constantine, please take us through a little bit about your real estate journey, some of the pitfalls, some of the, man, I wish I would have known that, and then kind of where you are today.
Hi, Cam. I'm really thankful to be on today. I'm excited about talking to the group and you individually. My journey, it started a long time ago, back 1991, when I decided, you know what, real estate's the game for me. And the question is, how am I going to do it? And of course, everybody was on a program online, and I just sunk into it, bought every program I could, and it just really just got me excited about the business. It didn't really give me enough to chew into, but I made it work. I figured out the business, and from that point up until about 5 years ago, I was a solo entrepreneur.
I love that. I love that very much. So you talked about all of these gurus wanting to sell different courses, different programs. You hear all the noise out in the world. How did you find Josh? And then once you found Josh, what was that vetting process like? Like, how much did you rip down this program before you say, I'm going to actually spend my hard-earned dollars to go to join this group?
Yeah, I got to go back a little while. It started back 5 years ago when I decided it's time to stop being a solo entrepreneur and start trying to transition from single family properties into commercial real estate. I've read all kinds of syndication books. I listened to all the podcasts, but it was really impossible for me to take that leap without knowing I need mentorship. I need to expedite my education, expedite my success. And it's really hard to find that mentor that is willing to do this for free. So I signed up for other mastermind groups. I went through them. my partner and I decided we both want to get into commercial real estate. We decided to start a company about 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And we were making a lot of mistakes, making offers on deals that we're spending money on for inspections, for appraisals, for EPA, a little bit of everything. And knowing what I know now, Josh would have said, that's a hard pass. So now we decided that, you know what, we bought some properties on our own, self-storage buildings, even though we're looking for multifamily. We need to get that roadmap. And we need to look into small multifamily because there's big ones that don't know how to take it down yet. The small ones are way too small, as we're finding out. That's I know now. And I got an email from Josh. Somehow I got into his funnel. And the pitch was, make big money in small multifamily. So It said exactly what I wanted to do. So 4 or 5 years ago, when I decided to expand my center of influence to other people in the industry locally, I went to all these meetups. I went to the masterminds. I met people. And some of these people I still am doing business with now. But full circle, I called the people that I knew that knew Josh that I did not know Josh. And I asked their opinion. One is an attorney, David Streeter, that I've done some business with through these other groups. I go, hey, so what's your opinion? He said, my wife signed up for Josh's program. I think it was the Flip program, and it did well. He didn't have anything bad to say. I called another partner of mine that I'm a limited partner on a deal, asked him about Josh. He knew Josh. He was on Josh's podcast. And Doug Shelton. And I go, Doug, what's your opinion? Again, no red flags. So at that point, it's like, I just figured there's another program I can sign up for. Let's see what he has to offer. And be honest with you, this is the meat of real estate. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is the step-by-step. This is by example. We vet deals on the fly, live deals. And that's how I learn. I learn by seeing people do, and then I duplicate. And, you know, I'm 55 years old right now. I have no time to waste. I wasted 30 years figuring things out and making a lot of mistakes. I wanted to cut the mistakes out of my future.
Oh, guys, listen to you. Those of you on the podcast, you're watching this live stream, watch how Constantine's energy flips, right? It completely flips when he goes from, man, I was trying to find free gurus, free people to help me. But then when I found was in the funnel, shout out to the funnel team with Josh's team. Then he realized, man, if I'm going to take this serious, I got to be serious. I got to be serious about the business growth that I want for myself and my company and the legacy. He talked about his legacy. Then he did the vetting. Look, you guys vet out the gurus. He called the people in the industry that knew Josh, was on his podcast, a friend that had been in the program, and said, what do you think? You probably call 10 people and you'll probably have 80%, 90% people who love it. And then there'll be the one who just gives you every reason why. But he said something, he did something, but the biggest thing is he took action. He took action. He said, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. And it has exploded. And you watch him as he talks about being in the program, that energy change. He came alive as he talked about, this is what I need to do, and I'm going to crush it. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Give me 2 or 3 actionable steps that you would tell somebody, listen, if you get into this program, here's 30 years of what I wish I would have known condensed down into this program. What are 2 or 3 actionable steps that you took that helped you be successful in this program?
Again, going back 5 years, I made that decision that I'm going to do something new. I'm going to go into multifamily. And for a year and a half, I was in search of. So my mindset was already switched. I was going to multifamily. I'm not doing any singles anymore. And that really was the jump. But then once I jumped into the program, now we have actionable things I can do step by step. And, you know, we raised, you know, $1.2 million for our last syndication. Without knowing how this is working, I could not have done that. And, you know, asking for money, that's something that it's kind of awkward. But, you know, Josh has mentioned that, you know, your top 100 list. So I had more than 100. So my partner, Bruce, and I, we pulled out about 400 people out of our phone. And then we started interacting with them on deals that are coming up and telling them what we're doing and how we're doing it. and to see who was interested. That was one thing. And of course, rebranding. I was rebranding myself. I thought I was rebranding myself from a single family to a multifamily guy, but seeing what Josh is doing, I've really rebranded myself in all social media, on my Facebook, on my LinkedIn. Now, this is who I am. This is my brand. And, you know, branding and building that credibility. So that was another thing. So again, back to use resources that you have at my disposal, rebranding myself on how I want to be seen to the general public and to people that I know. So there's no question that when they see me, they know what I do. And then, of course, back to underwriting, jump into underwriting, underwriting. That's like the key in this business. And, you know, he showed us how to underwrite deals. And I didn't have the confidence and on whether a deal is good or bad. I had some rule of thumbs. But in this program, I really found out exactly how to underwrite a deal. And that took the question in my mind, whether is this something I'm going to push hard forward or am I going to pull back? I know whether I'm in or out at that point. And in this system, you know, the actual thing is getting he taught us how to get the offering memorandums from the realtors, how to build relationships from the realtors, how to build up a credibility kit using his template. I just took my history and I plowed it in there. So now when I'm talking to the realtor, I give them that credibility kit along with my offering memorandum on my letter of intent. So those steps, I mean, there's a lot of steps. I can go into tons of them, but really it was refocus how I look at my life and where my future is and think a whole lot bigger than I am. I was looking at smaller deals. Now I'm looking at 100 unit deals, 15 unit deals that I, you know, spent, you know, $10,000 trying to vet and underwrite and everything else and inspections. Knowing now if I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't even attempted to do that and spent all that time wasting time in that deal, where now I now own a 66 unit property. It's taken about the same amount of time, but now I'm hiring professionals. So I can go on, but you know, I don't want to take up too much time.
Are you ready to automate and explode your real estate investing? We're searching for extremely motivated individuals who are sick and tired of wasting time and want to finally see real results from their real estate investing business. We're searching for investors looking to get to the next level and become a bigger, better version of themselves while being a more successful real estate investing entrepreneur. Apply for mentoring and coaching at joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast. That's joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast.
Guys, listen to what he's saying. Confidence builds confidence, right? Sometimes you have to link into somebody to extrapolate their confidence to become your confidence until you're able to stand on your own two feet. If you didn't catch it, go back and re-listen to that beautiful, beautiful little segment that Constantine took us through on how he gained that confidence. Think about talking to people about the elephant in the room, you know, money. You know, everybody's always talking about trying to gain money, raise capital. What did he do? He built the confidence because Josh showed him the confidence. Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
How does the leadership in this program, how has it helped you through this mastermind? You talked a little bit about more, but I'd love for you to touch a little bit more on the leadership in this program, because that's big. Just because you buy into something doesn't mean that you're going to get that help all the time. You know, a lot of programs, well, you come into it and you're like, man, I've tried to figure this out by my own. You've said it multiple times. You've watched, you've learned, and you've listened. How has the leadership in this program helped you gain confidence, better deals, and better understanding how to strategically put it together to where you need to, when you put the foot down to go after something, you know it's the right decision?
The beauty of this program, the reason why I can't say enough about it. I mean, I'm not a spring chicken. I've been around the block a few times. I've seen a lot of programs. I can't say this with more strength. Josh is a genius. The guy is just a freaking genius. And when we're watching him underwrite live deals, we're seeing his mind, his progress on how he underwrites, how he analyzes, how he does the spreadsheets, how he finds the comps, what he looks at, how he works with the lenders, how he breaks up the deal into a general partner, limited partner pieces, and how you sell those. Literally, we're in his mind while he's doing this. And we're bringing deals to the table and he's vetting our deal. So it's great to have a professional that's doing it on a very high scale, underwrite a deal that you might have some questions about. So, you know, you're not waiting to find that one book or find that one course or find that one website to give you that answer or getting it fairly quickly. He's a busy guy. He's got a lot of units. And we can set up an appointment and we could talk to him about something. But by the time he gets back to us, usually I'll figure it out. Or in our group, we have this group of professionals that from all walks of life, they're doing all kinds of different real estate. We can call any one of our friends in our group to get their opinion on something. So that's the key. And I love calling up my real estate friends whenever I have a question, and they might tell me, give me a perspective that I've never thought about. And that's the key of the group, is really the interaction with other professionals that have the same drive as you do.
Oh, guys, that's huge. Huge. Let me ask this question. Give us two or three points you would give to anybody that's looking to get into this program. You've heard it. The overall theme of this is don't be an idiot. Let's get in. Right. I mean, that's basically what he's like. I'll say it, but he won't, but I'll say it. Don't be an idiot. Stop thinking. Let's go. But give us those that are listening, they're kind of maybe on the fence or like, I don't know, you hear all this guru. Give us, you know, two to three actionable points you would say, this is why you need this program. We've already heard one. You get to study the mind of a professional. But I'd love to hear the other parts.
Most people are in this muck of spinning their wheels. They know where they want to be, but they have no idea how to get there. They're just trial and error. Take out the error and just, you're doing it. And what he, I literally took his words and made them my words. And that's how I pitched my deal. And I just took his pitch to his investors, his PowerPoint. I put in my information. I literally scripted it for what exactly Josh said. And that was my pitch. So I don't have to invent the wheel again. So, you know, 30 years of doing stuff, I've been successful, but not nearly where I'm at right now in 5 years, just because I've cut out the questions on, you know, am I doing this right? And this really helps fast forward my success. My partner's a little older than I am. We don't have time to waste. And, you know, you got to pay to play in life. Mm-hmm. And you might get that old man that's been doing it 20, 30 years and might tell you what he did. He's got a life. You know, we're paying Josh and his system. We're in this. We're seeing him twice a week on the Zoom calls. And, you know, as much as I've known this business, I get something out of every single Zoom call. And every time it's like, wow, I didn't know that. And and I'm on a newbie. And I'm on a regular thing. I didn't know that. Really? Oh, that's how that works. Oh, I can do this. This group of people that we're in, you know, we get together with them and they're our friends now and we want to do deals together. So, you know, I just got a call from my friend from, you know, California. He said he was in Venice. I'm thinking Venice Beach. I actually in Venice, Italy on a train. And he says, hey, Kyle, do you see this 300 unit, you know, in your backyard? I go, no, I didn't. Are you offering on it? Like, no. And he asked me why, because he's like, he wants to partner with me to do this deal out here. I'm always, as I get leads that come my direction that are in Alabama or in Florida or in California or wherever else, I will send those leads to them because they're my buddy in the group that they'd be the boots on the ground. Because I'm really big on making sure you trust on who's the boots on the ground and wherever that property is that you're investing your investors' money in. So I guess I gave you a long answer to a lot of different steps. You know, stop spinning wheels. Fast forward your success and mentoring program with the people in the group. You know, we get together with these people, pretty cool places. We just went in New Orleans. That was on my bucket list. We went down there for a mastermind, had a great time, really got to know each other. Some of these people actually invested in my syndication. They're in different aspects of their investing career. Some are on the back end where they just want to partner up and they want to invest some of their money. Or other people are like, I want my first deal. So you get people all across the board. So it's nice getting that perspective and building these relationships with these people.
Ah, guys, listen to this. Listen to what he said. You heard all the cliche sayings, right? The birds of the same feather flock together, right? Come on. All ships rise with the tide. Constantine is telling you, take action now. and you, if your circle of influence, if you're the smartest person in the circle, you need a better circle. Constantine has found his better circle, and he's bringing in deals that he's never thought of. He's never dreamed of. 31 years he's been in the business. Think about this. 31 years he's been in this business. And he just said he's learning something new every time he gets on these calls. That is fantastic. Constantine, before we let you go, got two things. Tell us a little bit about Cypress Venture Group. Tell us about kind of where you guys are, what you're doing. And then after that, I want to hear the top five books or podcasts that you would recommend.
Cypress Ventures Group right now owns self-storage and multifamily. So we stumbled into self-storage before Josh. While we got into the group, we found another self-storage facility. So we own two self-storage facilities, about 220 units. And it took us about a year to figure out how to buy our latest acquisition, which was last August. So we're coming up on 11 months now, a 66 unit through the group and through the center of influence, Josh. He knew the broker. The broker wouldn't really return my calls, but then I tossed in, I'm with that group. And here we are. Our total worth right now is about $6 million with our commercial properties. We're bringing in about $800,000 gross revenue. And where we're going right now is we're looking for our next deal. So I'm looking for another partner right now that can fill another lane that, you know, I'm wearing a lot of hats. My partner's wearing a lot of hats. We need one more partner. So we're looking for that partner to come in and have handle the CapEx on our programs so I can go find more deals. So that's where we're at right now. We're vetting deals, we're making offers, but we're still trying to fill the family. We're trying to get our group together so now we can spread our responsibility and grow even faster. So we're just a little bogged down because we're stabilizing our property, but we're doing what's best for our investors. But that's where we're at. You know, I'm not a big book reading guy. I don't have time. I'm wearing a lot of hats. I'm the breadwinner of the family. I'm running my single family operation. We're running our self-storage. We're running our apartments. So my top podcast, that's what I listen to. And number one is Josh's. He's just a great interviewer. And he gets people on that bring a lot of value. And I know some of these people because I work with them. They're my attorneys. They're my agents. So the second one, a podcast I listen to, is the Michael Blanc program, Freedom with Real Estate Investing, the Neil Bawa, and Bigger Pockets. Going to a lot of these events, my banker invited us to a lot of entrepreneurial events. And Jay Bauer was speaking at it. And he has a book out right now. It'll come to me in a second. But this is about how to spend your time. We all have 1,440 minutes in one day. The question is, how are we using those hours? And to our customers or our clients or our tenants, how can we have them have the best experience working with us? Even my investors, how fast can we help expedite what they want? Nobody wants anybody's too verbose. They just want to get to the facts. They want something, they want it now. They're willing to pay more money to get something now because you save them time, you save them effort. And in investor world, they already know me and trust me. The question is, how fast can I make the money without giving them courses to read? I want to get them from point A to point B. They know me, they trust me, they like me. Now let's find a deal. And I'm having my customers call me right now, or my investors, asking where's the next deal? Are you buying another one, Kaz? And we're having an investor showing of the property next month. All our investors are going to come down and show them what they invested in. And then we're going to have a gyro party at my house and break some bread and talk about new deals. But this book, it breaks life down into 1,440 minutes in a day. What are you doing with that time? And how can you help people you want to do business with maximize that time?
You guys don't get excited after listening to this one. You got to go check your heart rate because something's wrong with you. Constantine, it's been an absolute pleasure. You can hear the momentum. I mean, you got investors calling you now, asking when the next deal is. That's a problem everybody would love to have. This has been another fantastic episode on this wonderful podcast, Accelerated Real Estate Investors. Mr. Josh Cantwell, thank you, Constantine, for being here. Thank you for all the listeners. We'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks, Cam.
Well, guys, there you have it. Listen, you know, I think there's a couple takeaways here from what Kaz said. Number one, he had been in real estate for nearly 30 years without a blueprint, without a roadmap, without some specific guardrails, and without knowing exactly how to underwrite a deal. And once he had the blueprint and had the roadmap and knew how to underwrite a deal, that gave him the confidence to go buy bigger deals. And those bigger deals, obviously, you make a lot more progress towards your financial goals by doing one big deal versus buying a whole bunch of single family and small properties. So that is, to me, the biggest takeaway from what Kaz said was the roadmap, the credibility kit, and ultimately learning how to underwrite a deal so that he could feel confident presenting that to investors, presenting that to his partner, presenting his offer to a mortgage broker and to the listing broker, and why he should be awarded that deal, right? That's critical. That's my takeaway from what Cam and Kaz covered today. If you enjoyed this interview, guys, please go right now, open up your phone, just tap the star rating, give us a 5-star review, give Cam and Kaz a 5-star review, you know, subscribe to the podcast so you hear additional episodes that we're going to be releasing from some of our mastermind members. You know, share this all over social media so we can, again, get the word out and get more people to achieve their financial goals through real estate with this training and this podcast. So guys, listen, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate you all the time. Kaz and Bruce, great job today. And we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
You were just listening to the Accelerated Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell. If you enjoyed this episode and learned something new, help us build the AI community by leaving a review and 5-star rating on our iTunes podcast channel. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another episode. To see passive investing opportunities, visit freelandventures.com/passive. To start your journey toward the lifestyle you've always dreamed of with multifamily apartments, apply for one-on-one coaching with Josh at www.joshcantwellcoaching.com.